Welcome back to Well, That's Interesting, the Just Another Day in America edition. She just sighs.
That can mean so many things.
Oh, yeah.
So many things.
It really, really can. And yeah. Here are two things.
Cool.
In Betweeny 086, Nightmarish Dolls Washing Up in Texas.
Pass. That's... No.
And Bodies Emerge from Drought-Stricken Lake.
You know what's crazy? Mm. Of the two,
yeah,
I think the dolls are scarier. Because, you know, I
get it.
I listen to the true crime pods. I've seen the documentaries. I am prepared for a dead body sighting pretty much any time.
That's true.
And it's going to happen. It has happened to me. I've seen it on my way to work. And you know what? I had an okay day. And it was fine. It's part of life. Death is part of life. You know what's not part of life? A fucking doll. They're
true.
So scary. After a certain age, they don't make sense anymore.
They don't.
They are evil and
yeah.
And they make me uncomfortable.
Yeah. What's more unsettling? An unexpected doll or an unexpected body? Think about it.
Doll. 100% doll.
Your team doll?
Yeah, because they never die.
Yeah.
But they're also never alive. But they're also always looking at you, but yes. They're also always looking off.
Or past you.
Mm-hmm. Past
or through you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Twitter. People on Twitter, let us know. Are you team doll or team body? Which is worse?
Team doll. Team doll. Team doll. They're so scary. They're so possessed by demons. Okay.
I'm Jill Chacha. And I am with... Team doll, also anti-doll, Marissa Riley.
That's me. TD, team doll. All the way. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
After.
If this is your first time listening, welcome to the flock.
Welcome.
Dr. Riley here comes in cold and learns everything in real time, just like you.
It's true. I had no idea what we were going to talk about today, but now that I do, I'm legit excited and traumatized. It's... The funnest feeling.
Happy and upset.
Yes. It's a speedball of feelings.
That's what this podcast is.
Yes.
Just one big speedball.
Yep.
My friends, today we have two stories, each involving bodies of water, each revealing a little something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the first half of the show, we've got plastic people.
Boo.
But boy, howdy. In the second half of the show, we've got some real ones.
Yeah.
And now the real ones, that thing that was recently in the news, and knowing members of the flock, I bet y'all heard about this, but please stick around. I've got some crazy details and updates about the, body thing.
You know what's crazy? This is the one time I actually haven't heard of it. So
oh,
you
wow.
Will. Yeah, you will be the one breaking the news to me.
Okay.
Instead of Twitter or Pinterest.
Yeah.
So Pinterest reveals a lot these days. It's really weird.
Jesus. All right. So I think we should begin then.
Let's do it.
All right. To do so, we need to head on down to America's second Florida, Texas.
Yes. Howdy.
And we just so happen to be meandering the gorgeous beaches and wetlands of the Mission Aransas.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Mission Aransas National Estuarine Research Reserve.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
That is a hard one.
That is rough. I don't know what you just said, but you did nail it.
Now, where in the Lone Star State is this? Don't worry. I got you. Everyone, imagine the shape of Texas.
It's weird.
Now, point to the southeast coast.
Okay.
All the way in the southeast. The length of which bends inwards. Does it not?
Correct. Correct.
Dr. Riley.
Very concave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This bend is aptly named the Texas Coastal Bend.
I've never heard that. We call it the Gulf.
Yes,
but that's
exactly.
Technically the body of water.
Yes. Now, please point to the middle of the Texas Coastal Bend. And there at the center is this reserve overlooking the Gulf of Mexico.
Ah.
Yes. And like most things in Texas that people in Texas just can't stop reminding us of, it's big.
It's so big. Did you guys know? Everything there is big. I'm from Texas. That's a nightmare.
Dr. Marissa, I thought we could take turns telling our wonderful flock out there just a little bit more about this reserve, like its size and its purpose, as described by their website, missionorancis.org.
Nothing would make me happier. Let's get this party started. All right, quote, the Mission Aransas National Estuarine Research Reserve.
God.
Wow, nailed it. Is a federal and state partnership that conducts research, education, and stewardship programs. There are 29 reserves around the country, and each reserve is a, in quotes, living laboratory in which scientists conduct research and educators communicate research results. Boom.
Amazing. The mission of the Mission Aransas Reserve is to develop and facilitate partnerships that enhance coastal decision making. This mission allows us to achieve our vision of forming a center of excellence that creates and disseminates knowledge necessary to maintain healthy Texas coasts. End quote.
So they sound awesome. They sound like they're doing some good work.
Fucking great.
Spreading some good words that aren't religious.
Yeah.
Sounds, that's the word of science.
Yeah, exactly. The researchers and volunteers of this reserve have the noble job of science communication.
What
we do. Just like us, we're the same.
Science communication. Under the umbrella.
That's right. So they have this noble job telling the good folks out there in the world what's happening within the 200,000 acres of bay waters, beaches, and wetlands, which make up, quote, one of the most pristine coasts in the continental United States,
aww,
end quote. So there's a few good reasons as to why this area is just a little slice of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
One, there's nobody around.
Nope.
Not a damn soul.
No one goes to Port Aransas.
No one lives on the reserve, and barely anyone lives around it, as you said.
Yep. And it's all about the Padre. I went there for spring break. Don't ask me any questions. I don't have anything to hide. I just can't remember.
Amazing. Well done.
Thanks.
Okay. So, like I said, no one lives on the reserve. Barely anyone is around it. There's no large city, metropolitan area. It's rural as fuck. The second reason, quote, the two rivers that flow into the reserve, the Mission and the Aransas, are also some of the few rivers on the Texas coast that do not have dams, end quote.
Oh, dams are a big thing. Yeah. In Texas, we have a big dam.
Mm-hmm.
That creates Lake Travis. Correct me if I'm wrong. I should know because I used to cross the dam every day on my way to school.
Aw.
Yeah.
Cute.
It's big and daunting.
Yes.
Really makes you think about your life. Very brutalist.
Brutalist dam?
Yes, it's a brutalist dam.
Brutalist dam. Put it on its own. So this isolation and scant human interference makes the reserve a unique place that helps us understand how wild ecosystems work.
That's awesome.
Totally awesome. Now, Jace Tunnel, director of the reserve, Jace and his team scour the beaches twice a week as a part of what's called the system-wide monitoring program.
Okay.
Dr. Marissa, please give us a roundup of what exciting shit this entails.
I would love to talk about this. All right. From the website, quote, monitoring of quote, monitoring of water quality and weather indicators, biological monitoring and mapping of reserve habitats and watersheds, end quote. Okay. Sounds like some really good stuff.
My next line was, sounds boring as fuck, doesn't
it? Yeah, it kind of does. That's...
Well, here's the thing. Since January of 2021, it's been anything but.
Oh, ooh. Mm-hmm. Water quality is getting weird.
It's getting so weird. Dr. Marissa, I'd like to show you a recent video the reserve team posted to Facebook.
Amazing.
It's just from a few days ago, April 25th.
Yeah.
So it's nice and fresh. Please do us a solid and watch and listen. It's only 54 seconds long. And then afterwards, please tell us what you saw and your feelings.
I love talking about my feelings.
And if anyone out there would like to watch with us, and for some reason you still have Facebook, why? You could search for the account Mission Aransas Reserve.
Amazing.
If you don't have Facebook, good for you. And don't worry, I'll have many photos on our social media stuffs of all sorts of things this team has found.
Don't log back on. It's a dumpster fire. I did it the other day and I was like, woof.
All right. I'm pulling up the video right now.
All right. Okay, it looks like a woman at a beach.
Yep.
It's a nice beach. She's wearing a baseball cap and sleeves.
Here we go.
Okay, she's walking down this big empty beach. All right, what do we see on the ground? We see a creepy baby doll.
Boy.
Yep. No hair.
The creepy doll.
It is a baby doll. It is
I know a bunch
hairless,
of you weirdos
bald.
Out there like this, but this is some stuff that comes up all the time. Look at that. Gooseneck barnacles growing out of the eye.
Oh my God, barnacles are coming out
wow,
of the eye. It's
maybe
cake.
We're going to sell this one on the internet.
They could get a lot for it.
Okay, this is Kelly Savage today holding up the doll for the day. You know, we
so
find about
gross.
A couple of these every month. And so this one's pretty wild.
This one is disgusting.
Okay, this is a little creepy entertainment for your Monday for the beach coming episode. We'll see y'all later. Bye.
Okay, right. So first of all, these are heroes. These are some of the bravest people. I thank them for their service.
So that was Jace Tunnell, by the way, narrating.
Jace Tunnell, you are my
behind the
mentor.
Camera.
Yeah, behind the camera with someone named Kelly. And they pull up a doll that's caked in sand. It's also covered in barnacles, fully bald.
Yes.
There's a barnacle on its eye. Was that what was happening?
Yeah, only one eye was overflowing with barnacles.
Yeah. Just one.
Just
the one. Don't worry. Don't be concerned. And then the entire body part of the doll was caked in sand and barnacles.
Yeah.
It. I will see that tonight when I'm trying to go to sleep after I've taken my sleepy time tea. And
yeah, you'll see it every time you blink.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's going to be that.
Oh, well.
Well, my friends, as you heard from Jason, a disturbed doctor, Dr. Marissa here, scientists have been finding naked and hairless dolls along the beaches here.
Awesome.
And
great
I,
news.
And I have a photo of the very first one, or at least one of the very first ever found. Dr. Marissa, I have a photo of it, like
yes,
I said. Please tell us. Please tell us what you see and any thoughts you may have as to what kind of doll this is.
Okay. All right.
So
I'm prepared.
The one in the video was definitely a baby doll.
Baby doll. Yes. Specifically.
This one's a little different.
Okay. Oh, no. I sadly know what this is. What? Okay. So.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
All right, it's a sex doll, you guys.
Yeah, she got it.
It's a sex doll. And I know that because its mouth is too open. And its lips look too plushy. And it's just the head.
Just the head.
Yeah, and I don't mean that in a sexual term. It is the head of the human sex doll. No hair. Its eyes look gross.
I don't know what's going on
there. I don't know what's going on. And its mouth is full of crap. I don't know what is in the mouth.
It looks too dark for sand. The sand, what's in its mouth does not match the beach, which is horrifying.
It looks like a mouthful of like brown beans.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Interpret that how you will.
So that will also be on our social media stuffs. All photos today will be there. So please swipe through and never
sleep
again.
Can we scroll past it?
Okay,
I don't like looking at it anymore. I'm rarely gross. I can look at all the blood you want. But this doll is really creeping me.
All right. It's going to get a little worse and then a little better and then a little worse again.
All right. Okay. I'm prepared.
Okay.
I think.
So, quote, the first one we had found was a sex doll, the head of it. I posted a picture of it and didn't realize what it was. We got a lot of followers on the Facebook page after that. Tunnel told UPI.com. So that's right. The head of a sex doll washed up on these pristine shores among sea turtles, marine mammals, and endangered bird species. So round of applause.
Amazing. Way to go, America.
That's right.
Way to go, world.
Incredible. Dr. Marissa, please tell us, what lemonade did Jace make with this sex doll head lemon?
Oh my God, I'm already excited. All right, quotes from UPI.com. Tunnel said, the first doll head found in January 2021 was purchased by a member of the public for $35.
Not bad.
And the money was donated to a sea turtle rescue program. He said the dolls are now being kept in a bucket. Amazing. To be sold at the reserve's annual fundraising auction. He said about 30 dolls have been found since he started posting photos. There's a lot of nightmares out there, Tunnel said. End quote. These are my heroes. I love that they're keeping them in a bucket.
Yep.
Very, very Texas.
Get the bucket.
Get the bucket. Fun story time. I had a life-size Barbie when I was a kid.
Really?
It's really creepy.
Like one of those like 3 foot tall ones?
3 foot tall, yeah. Just like me. And looking back, that is the creepiest thing in the world. But then I grew up and my dad still had it,
in a shed.
And he was like, what do I do with this?
Burn it.
And so, unfortunately, no. He also had a school bus that didn't work on his property. We're a weird family. He decided
to... Oh, is that where it is?
That's where
it is. I know what you're talking about.
And he originally strapped her to the hood. I think she was naked. It was offensive. And then I think she ended up driving the bus for a long time. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see it?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, as soon as you pull into Dr. Marissa's family's home, the first thing you see is this school bus.
Yep, just a rundown school bus.
Yeah.
I don't know why we got it. It's fully pointless.
No, it's not. It definitely serves. It definitely serves a purpose. It's turnaround is what
it
says.
It's to intimidate.
Yeah, exactly.
And it works. Sometimes I go home and I'm like, I don't know if I should be here.
Oh my God.
Anyways, back to the pod. Don't worry about me.
She's doing fine, folks. So there's a lot of nightmares out there, Jace. He's right. And they seem to be drawn mostly to the area between Padre Island and Matagorda Island of the reserve, which is about a 40-mile stretch. Jace went on to tell McClatchy News, quote, just when you think you found everything that could possibly wash up on shore, something else comes up.
Of course.
And now, if you're hankering to see just a sampling of those 30 bodies in Jace's bucket, don't worry, I got you.
Cool.
Dr. Marissa, I have a few images, so you can decide now which one you'd like to bid on at the reserve's annual fundraising auction.
Amazing.
You want to see? I have about 4.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, Jill. Can my voice go? Oh my God. These are actually pretty wonderful. These are the best things I've ever seen. Let's start with number one. It's a teeny tiny baby doll. So innocent, so disgusting, covered in scum.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's covered in scum and some barnacles. All right. Number two is the kind of baby doll, not a baby doll, a regular doll that when you turn it over, its eyes close.
Yeah. Like blinky. Like it blinks its eyes. It's got.
Yeah.
This one has hair. However, was
this
with the hair?
This one does have brown hair. It has turned naturally into dreadlocks, which is offensive because the doll is white.
That bitch.
And also she's winking. Only one of the eyes is closed. So there's a lot going on with this one. And anyways, that's enough of that doll. Okay, and then the next doll is probably the weirdest. This is very gothic. It's a baby doll. Its lips are magically black blue. And its face is pasty white with blue drawings all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Including the arms. I think a baby was like, this doll needs face tattoos.
Yes, somebody...
Very specific.
It's very
face tattoos.
Specific, aggressive crayon to the face and arms.
Yeah, I can see the kid actually doing this. Yeah. And then the parent is like, all right, let's go to therapy. And then the final one is my favorite. This is the one I would bid on. It's a bald Barbie. She only has one leg. She's fully naked and proud of it.
Yeah.
And she's got a hand that's in the shape of holding something. It looks like it could be holding something.
Yeah.
And I can imagine someone would make a really gross joke about that.
Yeah.
I won't. But she's awesome and she's my favorite. I want to put some flowers in her hand because I'm not gross.
There
she could
go.
Be giving me the flowers.
That's nice.
It's because... Okay, I'm going to stop.
All right. Yeah, I mean, the first one's kind of tempting for me because it's missing both arms.
Oh, I didn't even notice that!
It's missing both arms and its left leg has been chewed on for a little bit.
Why don't you get that one and then I'll get the legless Barbie?
And then together they have two legs.
Together they have two legs.
That's
and then
sweet.
We'll throw it away because it probably smells gross. These are fucking awesome.
Yeah, there. And I bet you're also thinking, why? Why in God's name is this 40-mile stretch a beacon for the lost souls of children's dreams? And
I'm sorry, that's the best thing you've ever said. It's the best thing. And you've told me you love me. That's so great. This is one of my faves. Okay.
For that and the occasional sex doll, is this place cursed? Well, drum roll. Drum roll, please. It is, but not in the way you think.
Okay.
Dr. Marissa, as reported by Mitchell Willits of thestate.com, please tell us what in the holy hell is going on here.
Oh, I got to. Nothing would make me happier. Okay, quote, through a 2-year study conducted by the UT Marine Science Institute, of which Missionaransis is part of, researchers learned that the Texas Coastal Bend region is a junk magnet. Gross. again, I want to make a joke, but I won't. Texas Coastal Bend beaches get 10 times the amount of trash than any other beach in the Gulf of Mexico, Tunnel said, compared to what researchers in Florida and Mississippi found after conducting identical projects. This is due in large part to a, in quotes, loop current reaching from the Yucatan Peninsula to Florida. This current creates eddies that push debris toward the Texas Gulf and the coastal bend in particular. End quote. It's a fucking loop current that creates some fucking eddies.
There you go.
Pushing the creepy trash.
That's right.
Pushing the creepy trash.
Move over, creepy pasta. We've got creepy trash.
We've got creepy trash.
That's right. Oh, my friends. Despite being isolated and practically untouched by human hands, except for a few researchers, this area is still affected by people and our waste, thanks to some shit luck, those cyclical currents.
That's such a bummer.
It's a fucking bummer.
Fucking sucks.
So, if you need more of a visual, not to worry. My friends, if you bust out Google Maps and search Yucatan Peninsula.
Amazing.
Please zoom out a little bit, keep going. Follow the coastline until you see the Texas Coastal Bend. All right, now keep zooming out until you see all of Florida. And Dr. Marissa, I actually have that up for us.
Thank God.
Yeah. Now, can you imagine these loop currents just by looking at the map?
Okay.
All right. Let me pull up that map for you.
Okay.
There you go.
So, oh, yeah. Okay. So, and then where is Missionaransis?
It's like
okay.
Right here.
Okay. So, yeah. When you look at the Gulf of Mexico and the space between Florida and the Yucatan Peninsula, it's almost like a perfect circle that lets out, and then there's Cuba in the way. So I can see how things would circle around and then just drop off perfectly in Texas, because they're like, are we going to do it to Florida? No, they're kind of fine. Are we going to do it to Mexico? No, maybe not. Fucking Texas.
Yes, pretty much.
Did I nail that?
That's what nature's doing.
Yeah.
She's like, yep.
Got to drop off at some point.
That's right. So, my friends, this means baby heads will be washing up for ages.
Cool.
And with a little luck, another sex doll's head, too. What fucking irony for this conservative state.
Oh, my God. I love it. I used to have this theory that stuff like is washed up onto the beach like reflects the area.
Oh yeah.
Like one time I heard about dildos washing up on the beach of, you guessed it, Italy.
That's right.
Because they're so fun and sexy. but then you know what washed up on the beaches of the Pacific Northwest?
Oh, feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big mystery as to why feet kept washing up in Washington State.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because they're murderers there.
That's right.
And they're getting what they deserve, which is feet. And Italy got what they earned.
Just use dildos.
Use dildos. So, yeah.
After the break.
Yes.
Shit's getting real.
Yeah.
And I mean it. We're moving on from plastic bodies to real ones.
Yes.
More fun is ahead. So
good,
please.
Times.
Stay tuned.
Please do.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Hey everyone, Jill Chacha here from Well That's Interesting, and I am absolutely thrilled to tell you about Spotify for Podcasters. I use it, I love it, and it all started by downloading the free Spotify for Podcasters app, which has all the tools you need in one place to record and edit your masterpiece of a podcast. Spotify for Podcasters also distributes your show to all major platforms, so when you hit publish, your episodes will stream not only on Spotify, but I'm talking about the Apples, the Googles, Stitcher, Good Pods, the other ones. You get the idea. And you can monetize your podcast with no minimum listenership required. You could also set up monthly subscriptions and record ads just like this one. So what are you waiting for? Download Spotify for Podcasters today and start changing the world. Oh, and please, stay interesting. And we're back.
We are so back.
We're so back. And my friends, I think we can all agree, droughts suck.
Hardcore. The worst. So annoying.
1 star. Would not do again.
Nope. Pass.
They absolutely blow. Not only are they the demise of civilizations, they also snitch on your crimes.
What? Yes.
Why? Here's what I mean. Let's head on back in time just 2 weeks to May 1st.
That really feels like a long time ago.
Yes.
It's wild.
Yes, it does.
Almost as far away as 2019.
Yeah, God. Might as well be. It's May 1st, and we're having a goddamn ball on the waters of Lake Mead.
Fuck yeah, Lake Mead. Good times.
Good times.
I've never been.
So where is Lake Mead? Don't worry, I got you. Everyone, please imagine the pointy southern tip of Nevada.
You got it.
Okay. It's here where you're going to find one of two of the most important and largest human-made reservoirs in the United States.
Oh, la la.
That's right, one of two. The other being neighboring Lake Powell in Utah and Arizona.
Interesting.
But a few things about Lake Mead. It's wildly popular, especially for the locals who like the outdoors. Every kind of water activity you could name happens here.
Good times.
That's right. And that's because, one, the people of Nevada and the surrounding area don't have much of a choice, it being a fucking desert and all.
Yeah.
Desert. Yeah. And two, it's a wee 24 miles east of Las Vegas.
Oh, that's the shortest drive.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Amazing.
Day trip. And three, like I said, it's huge. Thanks to the Hoover Dam around the corner, controlling the flow of the Colorado River, in her heyday, Lake Mead was 112 miles long.
That's really big.
That's insanely
big.
Oh my God. And it was also 532 feet at its deepest, making it 1,200 feet above sea level. fucking a beast.
A beast. Huge.
Yeah. But like I said, in its heyday, because that time is long gone and it ain't coming back. Dr. Marissa, any ideas as to why this lake is, you know, no longer those proportions?
Okay, this is going to sound like the craziest theory. But was there a drought?
She's right.
Oh, shit. Ding, 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 ding. I won.
Was and is a drought. My friends, we are in a drought, but 'tis no ordinary drought.
Oh.
The Southeast United States is experiencing what's called a mega drought.
That's what we call it? Oh, my God, you guys. There needs to be a better term than mega drought.
Yeah, well, I think it really explains itself.
Okay, that's fair.
What do you want to call it? Clusterfuck?
A big drought? No. It's so much worse. Okay, mega drought is fine. Mega drought is fine.
And before we get into all the staggering details of what that means, let's head on back to May 1st just to get a taste of what it means.
Let's do it.
Dr. Marissa, if you would like to do the honors of reading from a local news station about what took place on this day off Lake Mead's Hemingway Harbor, that would be great. Please do.
I'm into it.
Hemingway Harbor, by the way, this is where folks back up their boats onto a ramp so they can get into the lake. Does that make sense?
Got it. It's like a lake driveway.
Yeah, okay, I'll
stop talking. All right, anyways, let's do this quote from 8newsnow.com. Quote, boaters discovered a body, surprise, surprise, around 3 p.m. on Sunday. We heard a woman scream from the side of the beach, and then my husband went over to obviously see what was wrong, local Shauna Hollister said. And then he realized there was a body in a barrel.
That's right.
End quote. I did not see that coming. Also, did you like my dramatic reenaction?
Yes.
I didn't mean to use my SAG eligibility for this.
Yep. Find a
you can body. Pay me later.
Find a body in a barrel. That's right, my friends. A body stuffed inside a barrel was found. And of course, the local news crew took many photos of said barrel. And yes, Dr. Marissa, I ask, would you like to see one of those photos?
I have to see this barrel.
All right, so please tell us, though, does this look like a new barrel to you?
Oh, what a question. Okay. All right. No. No, this is the oldest barrel I've ever seen. This cave people use this barrel for stuff. Okay, but I will describe it. Okay, so it's the beach of a lake, so it's kind of grayish sand, gray like lake sand.
Yeah.
And then the barrel is like one of those big old metal barrels.
Yeah, like an oil barrel.
Or like an oil barrel. Mm-hmm. But it's like half broken open and it's like so rusted to the point where it's white and scuzzy all over it.
Yeah. Half of it's missing.
Yeah, half of it's missing. It looks like something that's been at the bottom of a lake for a long time. And I know that because I used to swim at a lake and we would find stuff in the bottom of the lake all the time. And it looked like this.
Ah, that's so
it was
scary.
All white and scuzzy. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's been in that water for a damn long time. And from what detectives could surmise, just by looking at the clothes of the body, this person was from the early 1980s. Possibly late 70s.
Vintage bod.
Vintage.
That was gross. I'm
sorry
I said that.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Another clue to the time frame was the location of the barrel.
Okay.
Quote, crews have had to extend the ramp hundreds of feet over the past decades to get closer to the water. In the 1980s, what is now beach would have been several dozen feet under the water.
Holy shit.
From 8newsnow.com. So,
what I love is that someone got away with this for
a
long time.
Yes.
Like, they thought they were safe.
Yep.
Or not. I don't know. Maybe they don't sleep. But whoever did this is like,
for 40 years, they didn't have to worry about it. No.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I know.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. So, you heard it right. Thanks to the mega drought, waters have been receding. Not only does this mean trouble for, you know, life, but also trouble for the local police departments as more and more bodies will be revealed as the lake drains.
Oh, no, more work. Sorry.
More work. Oh, no. So I'm sure you have a lot of questions.
Always.
But first, let's get into some stats to get a sense of how fucked up this drought is.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, other than the bodies, there's more fucked up shit we have to cover.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. So remember I said Lake Mead, in all her glory, was over 1,200 feet above sea level?
Yes. Huge.
Well, as of late April, it was only a little over 1,000 feet.
That's a big deficit.
Mm-hmm. It was so low that a very important pipe was exposed.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay.
Dr. Marissa, what do you see here in this photo?
Let's take a look.
And I circled it for you.
What is that?
Yeah.
All right. So imagine kind of like a cliff sort of next to a lake. And right next to this cliff is like a big pipe, but it's not like a skinny pipe like you would think. It's
She's
like
big.
So wide. The circumference is so wide, and it's also not, it's facing up.
Yes.
The outer portion is facing up, so it sort of looks like a big bathtub.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What the hell is this pipe? I'm worried.
From the Associated Press, quote, "This photo, taken Monday, April 25th, 2022, by the Southern Nevada Water Authority, shows the top of drinking water intake number one above the surface level of the Colorado River Reservoir, behind Hoover Dam.
No.
The intake is one of three in the drought-stricken lake that provides Las Vegas with 90% of its drinking water supply."
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
They don't just use a little drinking water.
Yeah.
They use a lot of drinking water. Have you seen the Bellagio fountains?
The fountains
that might
are ridiculous.
That might be a different water source.
Maybe.
But
it could be recycled water, ew. But like, yeah.
Yeah. But dude, that place needs a lot of water. There's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people hydrating. Yeah. It's a fucking desert. They need to drink more water. And they're wasted.
Yes.
It's a lot of ice. The ice alone. Think about it. It's terrible.
Yeah, so it looks like Las Vegas isn't getting any water from this pipe.
No.
So that means they're down to two pipes.
Less ice.
Guys.
Chill out.
So, oh, but you know what? Don't worry, because Lake Mead doesn't just supply Las Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah, Dr. Marissa, who else is affected according to the AP?
All right, let's talk about it. Let's share the news. All right, quote, "Lake Mead provides water to more than 40 million people, local tribes, and agriculture and industry in Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, Wyoming, and across the southern border in Mexico," end quote. That's too much.
Yep.
That's too much writing on this pipe.
Yeah.
Or
three
pipes. But one third gone? What are we going to do?
Yep, that's a good question. That is a good question. So, this drought is mega, not only because it affects so many people and places and food and life, it's also mega because it's been ramping up since the 80s.
Yeah.
And get this, the last 22 years have been so dry, the closest comparable drought, which took place in the past... Dr. Marissa, would you like to guess when the last time something like this occurred?
Is it 1,200 years ago?
God damn it.
I already looked ahead. I'm so sorry.
Should have spaced it out more.
I'm sorry, Rude.
Yes. From Dr. Marissa's own studies, soil samples suggest it was about 1,200 years ago in the 1500s.
Holy shit.
So, congrats, everyone. We're back in the 1500s.
Jeez.
And, a lot is, if you think about it. So this drought will be affecting our lives in the long run. And you guessed it. It will also mean if you dropped a body in Lake Mead, your time on the run is up. So
this is true.
Yeah. If you're paranoid and wondering, like, how quickly our water's receding and, like, what exactly they'll be exposing, maybe this can help get our minds around it. That barrel was found on May 1st.
Okay, okay.
By May 7th, another body was revealed.
So we're going one a week.
Yes.
If you dropped a body in this lake, make sure your passport is up to date. Leave. Now's the time.
Yeah.
Fake IDs. New identity.
Et
cetera. Different country.
Et cetera.
Yes. Not Mexico. That's not far enough. Not Canada. That's too easy. Another country.
Yes. Call us. No, actually, don't.
Don't call us. Don't DM anyone. Just go.
Okay.
Why am I helping you? Go to the cops. I don't know. All right.
Please take it away. Tell us about the second body that was found a week later.
Nothing would make me happier. All right, from local station 8newsnow.com, quote, Boulder City, Nevada, National Park Service rangers responded to a call that human skeletal remains were discovered at Calville Bay in the Lake Mead National Recreation Center. The call was made around 2 p.m. on Saturday, May 7th, and the Clark County Medical Examiner was contacted to determine the cause of death. The discovery was made by two paddleboarders who say they noticed what appeared at first glance to be a rock. Oops. However, upon further inspection, they realized they had discovered bones.
That's right.
End quote.
That's right.
I wonder if that made their day worse or better.
You know, I did a little digging because I was curious. Okay. I did a little digging, and those two paddleboarders, they were sisters.
Aww.
Having some sisterly time, so this is something they could share.
Yeah. Maybe they're murderinos, because if I found some bones, I'd be like, yes, I'm helping. Oh my God, we're going to catch them.
But, yeah. Put a pin in that because
okay.
This being the United States, word traveled fast on social media about what's been popping up. And of course, this being the United States, people flocked to Lake Mead in droves hoping to find more dead people.
I am obsessed. This is one of the few times where I'm like proud of my country. not for the dead bodies happening, but like just for the pure curiosity leading to help.
Yeah. Or selfies. I don't know.
I should be embarrassed.
Could be
for all the wrong reasons, but they're helping. Are they?
I don't know.
No. Okay.
I don't know. And in any case, this prompted a statement from local authorities. Quote, anything on the bottom of the lake, if you find it, if you're a scuba diver, leave it there.
Oh.
Says David Alberg, Chief of Resource Management and Compliance at Lake Mead. If you're worried or concerned, notify the Park Service, but don't touch it. End quote.
People are so excited to touch dead bodies.
Sure are.
Yeah, we've watched too many documentaries. Because I got excited about it, too. So.
So, just how many bodies we're going to find, you know, that's hard to say. But let me just say this. The Hoover Dam was built during the Great Depression, a stellar time for job safety.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, being 24 miles east of Vegas, you know, we can only assume the mob like to, you know, air quotes, vacation here.
Yep.
As of this recording, it has been reported that, no surprise, the first body was found to have a bullet wound.
Murder. Yeah. It wasn't an accident.
No.
It was murder. By the mob in Las Vegas a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. So, how many were I don't know. The end. That's it. That's all I got.
That's amazing. We should start some sort of counter that goes up. No? Okay, that's too dark. All right, never mind.
Well, we can do
an update. Let's do an update.
We'll do an update.
I'm very curious.
And
I love
if you've
this.
Heard anything also, please DM us or, you know, tag us in a post or a news story if there's an update on this. So.
And if you find a body, don't touch it.
Oh,
and
God.
Don't DM us. I mean, maybe DM us after you DM the police.
Yeah. Tell authorities first.
Tell authorities and then tell us.
Yeah, totally.
For sure. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, I'm glad we worked that out.
Me too. All right. I feel like we did something good.
And please, stay interesting.
Please do.